And you have personally, have you not, made a discovery about the appearance of dinosaurs?
Well, haha. Sorry, I should stop saying that. There's something Alan Partridge. Right. My colleagues and I have published a new paper today, which is on neck posture in sauropod dinosaurs. Sauropods are the giant long neck dinosaurs, Diplodocus, Brachiosaurus.
Now, our assumption, because of received wisdom, has it that they kind of hung their necks that low.
Yes, that's right. That view has, I mean, people over time, some have suggested that these animals held their necks erect in a kind of swan-like manner. Others have said low necks, as you've just said. Since about 1999, people have generally, the idea that the necks were low and parallel to the ground has become very popular. And in fact, walking with dinosaurs is partly to blame. Walking with dinosaurs followed the advice of a group of two researchers who published a couple of papers saying that they had good evidence for horizontal necks in these dinosaurs. This new paper come out today, myself and colleagues, we argue that the necks were most likely held erect. And we say that based on it's incredibly simple stuff. All we've done is we've looked at how living animals hold their necks and have then applied that knowledge to sauropods.
So the sauropods depicted in Cameron Wen's Walking with Dinosaurs Live will actually be inaccurate, Darren. That's what
you're
telling
us. They won't be, actually.
Eh?
We have brachiosaurs in our show. We haven't got the room for Diplodocus.
But are their necks and their heads low to the ground, Cameron?
No, they're actually not. We hold them erect.
Oh, so Darren, Cameron was ahead of you.
Well, it's the Diplodocus dinosaurs that were depicted in Walking with Dinosaurs with the horizontal necks. So if they're not in the live show, and I happen to know that they're not because I worked for Impossible Pictures for a while, and I wrote a book on Walking with Dinosaurs. So it's the Diplodocus ones that were portrayed with the horizontal necks, and yes, they're not in the live show, so we're okay. And although we're saying that erect necks was the normal habitual posture for these sauropod dinosaurs, we're still saying they could get their necks into other postures as well. I mean, of course, they're going to be able to reach the ground to drink and to feed from the ground and so on. So reconstructions you see of low horizontal necks aren't necessarily inaccurate, but we're saying that wasn't the normal habitual posture, which is what was argued in these 1999 studies.